Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on July 2009 U.S. employment trends that continue to demonstrate an improving employment situation. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, showed an unexpected improvement in the unemployment rate by dropping to 9.4%. Although that falling unemployment rate was the result of almost 270,000 fewer unemployed persons, don't be misled, because the civilian labor force contracted by more than 400,000, and the number of them employed fell by 155,000. And the number of people no longer in the workforce grew by nearly 640,000 to more than 81 million. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall job loss of 247,000 jobs. And although that's a significant number of jobs that are gone, to put it in perspective, that's the smallest job loss number since last August. The manufacturing sector moderated with a loss of only 52,000 jobs in July, but tales of woe continued in the construction sector and was down 76,000 jobs in all major subsectors. Especially hard hit was the specialty trade contractor subsector with a loss of more than 48,000 jobs. And after recent contraction in mining and logging, the situation stopped with a net change of zero. The service-providing sector, which accounts for about 85% of all employment, was down 119,000 jobs in July, which was decidedly better than the previous month's loss of 220,000. The retail trade sector continued to have a special on pink slips. It lost more than 44,000 jobs in July. And the job losses were mixed in professional and business services, which is a large sector employing almost 17 million people, and was down a total of only 38,000 in July after suffering from 106,000 loss in June. Computer systems, design, and related services recovered some recent job losses with a nice gain of almost 8,000 jobs in July. It still pays to be smart and healthy. Education and health services continue to buck the overall trend. Educational services, which is highly seasonal, erased less than 1,000 jobs in July. Healthcare and social assistance grew healthier, with more than 17,000 new jobs in most major sectors except with social assistant and in outpatient care centers. Hospitals added 4,200 jobs, while more people also stayed at home, since home healthcare services added almost 4,000 jobs. The leisure and hospitality sector finally got into the summer spirit and added 9,000 jobs, although all of those gains were in arts, entertainment, and recreation, since food service and drinking places refused service to 4,200 jobs in July. The government added a total of 7,000 jobs last month, including 4,100 new jobs at the United States Postal Service, which is very curious since they are losing billions because they are delivering less mail. The trend in state government was negative, with a loss of 5,000 jobs, but local government was even since they offset the nearly 17,000 job loss in local education with about the same amount of new jobs in other areas. For those of you with an interest in temporary help services, it continued to lose jobs, but at a slower rate. Jobs in temporary help services were down only 9,800 to 1,739,400, or down only 0.6% in July. Year-to-year loss was close to 26%. But temporary help services continue to lose market share, but at a slower rate as well, with only 1.32%, which is the percentage of all jobs, in July. To recap, the situation is indeed improving. Even weekly hours worked, which can be seen as a proxy for overall labor demand, saw a little improvement last month after steadily declining throughout most of this recession. But don't think things will all be sunny skies and cute puppies and kittens quickly. Since December 2007, the economy has lost 6.7 million jobs, or about 4.8%, and the drop in the unemployment rate has much to do with the shrinking labor force than anything else. There is still a long way to go before the recession is over. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.